Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis of the Garrosh encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar Raid. This fight requires 2-3 tanks and 2-6 healers depending on your team's strat and difficulty. As a Holy Paladin, Eternal Flame or a Selfless Healer are both great talents for this fight. However, if you're just learning the fight and find your tanks taking tons of damage, I'd suggest sticking with Eternal Flames, keeping Beacon on one tank while your hots tick away on both tanks and yourself. Like usual, spot heal the raid using Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, and Light of Dawns. Light Hammer is also the perfect talent to have for the range when grouped up. So let's talk phases. Phase 1 has the range running back and forth between markers, dodging out of Garrosh's desecrated weapon, while melee stays in the center with tanks moving only for the Iron Stars. So while healing up the tanks in range using my Holy Power heals, I like to drop my Light Hammer out onto the range when they move from the desecrates. When melee moves from the Iron Stars, I like to pre-seal the raid using Light of Dawns, as well as top them off afterwards. Diva Auras are nice to use for mitigating some of the damage taken from Iron Stars. Save Hands of Sacrifice for tank damage, Hands of Salvation for over-aggressive DPS, and feel free to bop the ranged player on Siege Engineers if they aggro the adds. There are three separate intermission phases that you'll transition into after Phase 1 and several times during Phase 2. Healing during this portion of the encounter isn't really tough as long as folks do two things. Number 1, grab the consumed buff, which are small, medium, and large white bubbles depending on which intermission phase you're in, which reduces all damage taken by 50%, and number 2, once Garrosh is engaged by raid, he will cast Annihilate. This is a frontal cone attack that Garrosh spams in random directions. Simply move out of it to prevent being one-shotted. Once phase 2 begins, we move to our pre-assigned positions, usually ranged in one spot and melee in another, but close enough to receive heals. It's also good to have a rotation for raid and healing throughput cooldowns during the Whirling Corruptions. Whirling Corruption is an ability that Garrosh does which deals a high amount of shadow damage to the raid. After you return from another intermission phase, expect the Whirling Corruptions to be empowered. Now, they will also throw out damaging missiles onto the raid and spawn some adds, similar to the Shah of Pride fight. Spread out lightly to avoid missiles and DPS the adds down. Meanwhile, us healers will do what we do best, save lives. In Phase 2, in addition to Whirling Corruption and Desecrates, we have to contend with players being mind controlled. These players will cast abilities to mind control other players, so by all means, interrupt these casts. On top of that, the players need to be DPS down to 20% health in order to break them out of the mind control. Phase 3 begins when Garrosh reaches 10% of his health. The only major difference here is that the damage is more intense and stuns don't work on the mind control. You must use actual interrupts like Rebuke to stop their casting. This phase is all about not panicking, stay focused, move out of the bad, and heal like you've never healed before using your cooldowns and hand spells. In closing, I found this fight to be the perfect end of expansion boss. As a Holy Paladin, it truly allowed me to use everything in my arsenal, which is exactly what I can hope for with any boss encounter. So I hope this helps out and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at healingspec.com.